You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Guess what? It's about time for your Miracle Radio broadcast. You're tuned into the radio station. You're tuned into the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle, another station that was recorded earlier. You're tuned into it right now because guess what? This is the day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what you will face throughout the day, God is still God, and He will always be God. He's not going to change. The situation will change, but God will never change. Come on, because why? He's on the throne. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords is on the throne. Good morning to all of you. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day, another time, another opportunity to come into your cars, into your homes, into however you're listening to us or watching us by Cypress audience. Thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for you. Listen, I know that things are looking kind of rough for you because it's cool. I know you're probably saying, well, I don't see my way out. I don't feel like I'm coming out of this, but I want to let you know you are coming out. You have come out. Why? Because Jesus lived. Why? Because the Savior is still on the throne. Hallelujah. It's nothing too hard for Him. We just got to believe Him and trust Him and take Him at His word because He can do what He say He's going to do. Heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word shall stand forevermore. Praise our God. And in the midst of it, He got you. In the midst of it, He's bringing you out of it. In the midst of it, He's keeping you right in the midst of it. He's keeping you what? In perfect peace. He's keeping you what? In health and strength. Why? Because He's that kind of God. He can do anything, anything, because He made you and He know all about you. And I want you to be of good courage today. I want you to hold your head up. Again, you tune into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle coming from WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Praise God. Tag if you can and share if you can watching by Cypress audience, or if you're listening by the radio, call and let somebody know. Come on, turn on your radio. Turn on your radio. Apostle is now on the air. Praise our God. We thank God for you. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time. You allowed us to come together by the radio, God. You allowed us to come together by Cypress audience. We thank you now, God, that as we keep our hearts in tune, we thank you, God, that you're going to do what you say you're going to do, Father. We thank you how you watched over us through all last night, Father. God, you woke us up this morning, closed us in our right mind, God. Some at work, Father. Some perhaps on their way to work. Some got business to take care of today, God. We thank you for seeing us through it today, God. Favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, God, for the sick and shut in. We ask you to look on them, Lord, the ones that are going through bereavement hour. Look on them right now, Father God. Take them through. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Good morning once again to all of you. Praise God that's tuning into the radio broadcast by the way of the radio and by Cypress audience. Thank God for you. I want to thank God because God is still good. I want to thank Him because that's who He is. We give thanks unto God because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise our God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I wanted you to be encouraged. Hold your head up high because God can and God will do exactly what He say He's going to do. Hallelujah. Don't walk in fear. Don't walk in doubt. But just know that God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do for his people. So we must trust God. We must trust God and lean not to our own understanding. But in all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct your path. Praise God. If you're not acknowledge him, he's going to give you what, and tell you what to do. He's going to tell you what to do if you acknowledge him. But if you do it on your own, hallelujah, you're on your own. You have now knowledge, wisdom from him what to do in situations. But if you acknowledge him, he'll tell you what to do. God, we need you. We need you in every situation. I don't know what to do, God, but he will direct your path if you acknowledge him. Praise God. Listen, I know it's early in the broadcast, but I got to get some little announcements out the way. Praise God. I want you to get ready, people of God. Get ready. Get ready. You know, we have a revival every month, the second week of every month, at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise God. I want you to get ready for this month coming in. Hallelujah. It's going to be a short month. Hallelujah. Oh, it's going to be a short month. Just as quick as it's come, as quick as it goes, seem like. Praise our God. But I want you to get ready. Praise God, to get ready for this revival. God bless you, my brother. My brother's on. Hallelujah. Apostle Ray, God bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. I want you to get ready for this revival coming up at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise our God. It's going to be the second week of February. You don't want to miss this revival. My God, I'm telling you, God is going to remove it by his power. People are going to be getting healed. People are going to be getting delivered. People are going to be getting saved. They're going to be getting set free. You don't want to miss this revival. I'm telling you, God has blessed us. The woman of God will be here. I've been speaking with her pretty early over the time leading up to the revival. I just spoke with her on last week. Praise God. She's coming all the way from Carolina. She's going to be with us. Praise our God. She's going to be with us all the way from Charleston, South Carolina. Praise our God. Pastor Ann Robinson, she's going to be here with some of her congregation. They're going to be coming in, and we're going to have an explosion in the Holy Ghost. God is going to be saving most of all. God is going to be saving those that come in. Amen. You may come in unsaved, but when you leave and you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you're going to leave out saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Praise God. I believe God. She's coming in. She's so excited about it. Praise our God. It will start that Monday night. Hallelujah. The second week of February. We will be at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple for the revival for that month, for this month coming in. You don't want to miss this. Those of you that are surrounded in the area, come be with us. Those of you that's not to a church alive, it's worth the drive, and you hear about this revival, come and be with us. I've got a whole week. It's going to be something in the place at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want you to come and be with us. Praise our God. I want you to come and experience what God has for you. Praise God. Come on, get your healing, get your deliverance. It's yours already. Come, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Send a man, send a boy, send a girl, send a woman. Come, get what God has for you. Again, Pastor Ann Robinson will be with us all the way from Charleston, South Carolina. We are looking for her and her part of her congregation, to come and be with us. I want to see you in the place because something is going to happen. Praise our God. Listen, listen, got another announcement. Oh, so excited about what God is doing. I want you to, those of you that are in the Alabama area, those of you that's watching and you're in the Alabama area, praise our God. Those in Alabama, I want you to come and be with us on Sunday. Sunday, I got great news. Praise our God. My son and son and my daughter, praise our God, amen, will be opening and launching into their ministry. Oh, that Sunday is going to be something in Alabama. Praise our God. Some of the saints are going. People are coming in. They're coming in just to be there at this great occasion for Pastor Jamal Moses and Prophetess Carissa Moses. Praise our God. They will be launching into their ministry. Praise our God. They will be opening the doors of the church. Radicals, believers for Christ. It's going to be something in the place. I believe God is going to meet the needs. I believe God is going to set free. I believe God is going to bring them through everything that he has promised to them. Amen. And bring them to it and bring them out of it. I want to see you there in those places, in these areas, in these cities. If you can, be with us. Be with us. Watch God. Watch God move. Come on, come on. Watch God come out, come over, come cross, come through, and watch God move and do what he say he's going to do, because he's a right now God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the enemy is trying to say, what the enemy is trying to paint a picture of. Our God is still on the throne. He lives. He can do it. All you got to do what is have faith. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. See, the enemy is trying to attack the body of Christ's faith. But if your faith is lying and trust and hope in God, you can come through this, because the Bible says we overcome by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. And through the blood of the Lamb, you're going to make it. You will make it, no matter what it looks like. Let your faith remain. Let your faith remain, and don't be made shaken. Again, come be with us in these services, in the surrounding areas and cities. If you can, be there. We'll look to see you again. Revival starts, amen, the second week of February at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, Alabama. Alabama, Dalton, Alabama. Come on, hallelujah. In this area, if you're in that area, come and be with the grand occasion. Hallelujah. Opening of the luncheon of the ministry of Pastor Jamal Moses, my son, and my daughter. Come on, hallelujah. Carissa Moses, amen. Hallelujah. Radicals, believers, come on, hallelujah. We're going to believe God, amen, for in and everything this weekend. This weekend, you don't want to miss it. There will be two services for them, two services. There will be 11 o'clock, praise God, and there will be a 5 o'clock service. It's two services for them. It's going to be something, and we're looking to see you, those of you that in the area, those that you can be with us in some of these services. We look to see you. We look to see you. We look to see you. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that has been following them on Facebook, and those you have been following Prophetess Moses, amen, you know how they operate. You know the services and how God uses them. And we're looking to see you and you, amen. Again, we're looking to see you in the services. I want to let you know that our God is still on the throne again, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He will bring you out. All you got to do is keep the faith. Keep the faith. And this is what I want to talk about. Keeping the faith today. Keeping the faith. See, the enemy comes to try to make you doubt God. The enemy comes to try to tell you that it's not done. The enemy comes to make you change your testimony according to what God has already said about you and over you. Keeping the faith. You say, Apostle, I've been keeping the faith, and it still look like things are happening. I've been keeping faith, and it still look like I'm just going around in circles. I'm not coming out. I'm not coming through. Things are not changing. Praise our God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Keeping the faith, amen, against all odds. Keeping the faith. Come on. When it doesn't look good, come on. When it doesn't feel good, because we don't walk by feelings. We don't walk by feelings. We don't walk by sight. The word of God said we walk by faith. Now, if faith is now, not next week faith, right now, every minute faith, every hour, every second faith, right now, keeping the faith in the midst of what we're in. Keeping the faith. Come on here. Because guess what? The faith that you're keeping, praise God, is going to bring you through the situation that you're in. Praise God. It's going to bring you through it. It's going to bring you out. Keeping the faith. Keeping the faith. Just like we keep other documents and things that's important for us, and things that we need to keep. We keep that. Why? Because it's important to us. So your faith is important to you while you're walking on this journey, while you're walking through that test, while you're going through that, keeping the faith. Praise our God. I want you to look at Abraham. The Bible said Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Come on, through unbelief. Unbelief is going to try to grip you. Fear is going to try to grip you when you cry, when you're not, when you're keeping the faith. The enemy has come to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Keeping the faith. Keeping the faith. This is what I want to talk to you about again today. Keeping the faith. We're in things. We got things going on. Seems like things are trying to crowd us and barb on us and take over. But we must do what? Keep the faith. Keeping the faith. You say, well, Apostle, how do I keep the faith? And it seems like I'm being overwhelmed. It seems like I'm being overtaken. But guess what? How do you keep the faith? You keep the faith by keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. You keep the faith by keeping his word ever present before you. Praise God. Reading his word, meditating on his word day and night, keeping the faith, looking unto Jesus. Look at the scripture right here. Looking unto Jesus. Oh, my God. The author and the finisher of our faith. Keeping the faith. He is the author. He is the finisher. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. But we must do what? Keep the faith as believers. We must keep the faith as knowing that God is able to do it. Many are the, oh my God, hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord do what? Deliver them out of them all. So we must do what? Keep the faith while we're going through, while we're being tested, while we're being tried. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Keeping the faith in the midst of what we're in. In the midst of what you're in. Come on. Hallelujah. This is why the scripture tells us, the word of God tells us, we walk by faith and not by sight. When you begin to walk by sight, when you begin to look at it for what the enemy is trying to paint, then you lose the faith. You begin to walk as walking as sight. You begin to walk looking by sight. But when you're keeping the faith, you're walking in faith. I believe God. I trust God. I give it to God. I know God got it. I know I'm already healed. I know I'm already delivered. I know the way is made because he is the way. God don't need to make a way. He is already the way. He have already brought us into the way. So we must do what? Keep the faith and walk in faith, knowing that it's done. Believe that it's done. Feel like it's done. Talk like it's done. You say, well, Apostle, you're talking and it ain't done. And you're saying things that it ain't done. Okay, no, it is done. In the spirit realm, it is done. But we must speak. Come on here. Okay, come on and go with me with the word. He said, call those things which be not as though they were. It's already done in the spirit realm. So what we must do is keep the faith and speak into existence. Come on. Call it into existence because guess what? It's already done. God have already worked it out. God have already put it in place. So we must believe God by keeping the faith, by talking and keeping our mind stayed on him. Say what his words say about your circumstances. Don't say what the circumstances say against the word. Say what the words say about your circumstances against what's going on. Well, what did God say? I am the healed. What did God, good morning. What did God say? I am delivered. I am set free. I am an overcomer. You got to start talking faith-filled words that do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words that do what? Overrule, overtake, come on, overturn. Come on, you got to start talking faith-filled words. Now, faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Keeping the faith. Keeping the faith in the midst of everything that we're all in. Everybody is going through some circumstances, situations. Come on, nobody's exempt. Come on. From this. But one thing we must do is hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on to the horns of the word. Begin to walk in the word, begin to what? Meditate in the word. Come on, begin to say what the word say about your circumstance, your situations. I am an overcomer. I have overcome. I will overcome. Keeping the faith. Come on, keeping the faith alive. You can't let your faith die in the midst of what you're in. You got to trust God no matter what it looks like. You got to believe God no matter what the enemy is trying to say. No matter what you say, well, Apostle, you're not in this. I'm in this. Come on. But still, I'm in some things, but I know God is able, and I believe God is going to bring me out. I believe what his word says. We got to take God at his word, because guess what? If it's not now, it's not faith. You're going to be overtaken by what you're in, because you begin to do what? You begin to look at the things around you. You begin to look at what you're going through. You begin to talk how you feel. Doubt and unbelief. Come on. We can't talk doubt and unbelief and faith too. We got to talk either one or the other. But I choose to talk faith. I choose to walk faith. I choose to live faith. Why? Because, excuse me, it's now. It's right now. In the midst of what we're in, in the midst of what we're going through, our God reigns. Our God is still able. For those of you that's on, come on. For you that's coming on, for you that is listening to the radio broadcast, it's about time for your miracle. It's about time for you to come up, come cross, come out, come through. Now, right now, now faith, keeping the faith in the midst of what we're in. Praise God. The situation is not keeping us. We're keeping the faith that we believe God, that I'm out, I'm coming out, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free. Whatever the case may be that you're going through, but you got to keep the faith. And how do you keep the faith again? You got to keep this word coming, flowing out of your mouth. The Bible said, do what? Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guess what? Because out of your heart flows what? The issues of life. Keeping the faith, keeping this faith alive. You got to keep your faith alive. Come on. You can't allow nobody to tell you or to convince you that God don't hear you. Come on, because the scripture says, the word of God says, he heareth us. He heareth us. He heareth us when we pray. Just like he told when he came to the grave where Lazarus was. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou wilt heareth me when I pray. But before the benefits of those that standing around, do this. See, this is what I'm talking about. You got to keep the faith. You can't allow the enemy to make you think anything else outside of this word. Come on. I ain't going to get no help in here. You can't let the enemy, come on, make you doubt God, because you're going through and you're still going through. You don't realize that you're going through and you're already out. You've been going through something so long to the enemy trying to paint a picture to tell you that God is not who he say he is. God will not do what he say he's going to do. I come by to put a pin in that. I come by to take that away from you. I come by to give you some hope today. Keep the faith, because the same God that did it then, he'll do it again. The same God that overturned, he'll overturn it again. The same God that healed, he'll heal again. No matter what it is, you got to keep the faith. Come on. Now unto him. I like what the book of Jude says. Now unto him that is able to do what? Keep me from falling and to present me faultless before the only wise God, my Savior. Keeping the faith in the midst of what you're in. Keeping the faith. You got to keep the faith, people. You got to keep the faith, saints of God. You got to keep the faith. Keeping the faith, it seems like the enemy is trying to shake everything that you're believing God. He's trying to destroy everything. But I stopped by this radio station to tell you this morning, keeping the faith. Come on. With everything you got, hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on. Come on. Hallelujah. Overseer Kendrick, God bless you. Hold on. To Bishop, bless you. Hold on to what God has said. Hold on to the promises of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word is going to do what? Stand forevermore. Keeping the faith in the midst of it. Even when it does not even look good. Even when it does not feel good. That's why we do not walk by feelings. That's why we do not walk by, because feelings is subject to change. Come on. One day we're happy. Then the next time, minute, we're sad. This is why we got to keep the faith in everything. Everything. Come on. If we trust in God, we got to walk like we trust Him. If we believe in God, we got to walk like we trust Him and believe Him. Come on. Keeping the faith in the midst of it all. Come on. I'm reminded what the Lord said unto Satan. When Satan came, you know, and the Bible say the son, they came and presented themselves. They came, and Satan showed up also. And Satan told God, I can't touch Job because you got a hedge about him. Come on. The Bible says that Job was a perfect and upright man, skewer evil. Come on. Hallelujah. This is why when you're going through some circumstances and situations, again, you must know that your faith must remain the same in God. Don't let the enemy make you doubt God, because you're going through some circumstances and situations and it feels like you're not coming out. God is still who He say He is. The Bible says that when the Lord asked Satan, "Had you considered my servant Job?" And he said, "I have, but I can't get to him because you got a hedge about him." This is why you got to keep the faith. When it seems like the hedge has been lifted up and around you, and it seems like Satan is coming in full force with everything he got to try to make you give up the faith, try to make you curse God, as he did Job. But Job kept the faith. Excuse me. Job kept the faith. Job kept the faith. And how did Job keep the faith? God bless you, Pastor Edward. Prophet Everett Mike Knight, bless you, man of God. I'm telling you, when you keep this faith, when you keep the faith of God, and you put God first, and you trust God with everything in you, the God we serve is able to do it. He's able to bring you out. He's able to turn things around. Come on. Job, hallelujah, went through. Job went through everything. Job lost his cattle. Job lost his children. Job lost his friends. Job's health went bad. Everything around Job, hallelujah. This is what I'm talking about, keeping the faith. Everything Job had in one day, come on, went. His health went. Come on, he got sick. Broke out in balls and things on his body. Come on. But the Bible says Job charged God not foolish. Job was keeping the faith. Come on. Job's wife, she couldn't stand it no more. She said, "Listen, this is enough. Curse God and die. Curse your God and die." See, she don't turn state evidence. Curse your God and die. That's you want to keep the faith. That's you want to believe God. You got to believe God against when everybody turn on you, when everybody say it can't be done, when everybody say, "I don't know what you standing in there. I don't know why you keep talking this talk and things look like it ain't happening. Look what happened. Look what's happening to you now. Everything you touching look like it's going down. Everything you touching, everything you're around, you ain't coming out of nothing." When people begin to talk like that, you can't afford to lose your faith. Keep your faith in God. Keep your trust. Keep your hope in God. Job replied back to her. He said, "You talk like a foolish woman." Come on. Hallelujah. We know what the scripture said. We heard it preached before. Perhaps like I'm doing, we don't teach from it. We don't talk from it. He said, you speak as a foolish woman. But what Job did not charge God foolish, according to what the scripture said. What Job did, keeping the faith, Job shaved his head. Job went down in sackcloth and ashes, bowed himself to the ground, and began to worship God. "Naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. I brought nothing into this world, and I take nothing out." Job began to worship God. Good morning, Sister DeWanna Lewis. Come on. Job began to worship God. Job began to give God thanks, keeping the faith. Job began to give God hallelujah. He began to give God honor. Hallelujah. He began to reverence God, keeping the faith in the midst of what he was in. So I'm saying to us today as believers, come on, no matter what you're facing, whether it be health, whether it be finance, whether it be family situations, whether it be job, whatever it is across the board, keep the faith in the midst of what you're in, because guess what? Your faith is going to bring you out. Your faith is going to take you through it. Having done all, therefore stand